it's always tough to stand on the sideline and watch, but you know, I'm here to support my teammates. You know, they've been doing a great job, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Do you have a game in mind? Do you have a date in mind? Not what the doctors are saying, but do you have a target in your own mind?
Yeah, I have a target in my own mind. I do. It's in my mind. I'm going to keep it right there.
when you say you're pain-free, how long would you say it's been since you could honestly say that?
Probably since I would say had the surgery Thursday. I would say, man, what's today? Monday? Yeah, I would say about a week out. So since about Wednesday, Thursday.
So you, before you had the surgery, you weren't necessarily having pain with the injury, but you knew you just couldn't open it up.
No, there was pain.
Okay.
There was
what I'm saying. Like, when was the last time, you know, you could say...
When was the last time?
Yeah. Like, you could say you didn't have any pain.
I was just talking to one of the trainers. It was before that play in San Francisco. Well,
really?
When the San Francisco game. Yeah. So, late fourth quarter, San Francisco. Last time. Just said that today. Man, I don't remember the last time I was pain-free, but feels good.
Was that a sports hernia?
Core muscle injury.
Okay, is that, so that's different?
That's different.
Okay.
It's a core muscle injury. That's what they classify it as. I don't know why they use the term sports hernia, because it's really not a hernia, but the reason why they classify it as a core muscle injury is because it's in your core. Obviously, it's my lower abdominal muscle, so... core muscle injury.
My understanding is your doctor is like the leading authority on sports hernias. Are they changing the term now?
He hates that term, sports hernia.
Okay, so
because
now we're
it's
all supposed to
core muscle injury. CMI, as McCarthy says.
Okay. Looked like you had a relaxing break. Bunch of tea parties, I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, tea parties. My daughter is trying to have tea parties every single night now. So, but it's fun being able to spend time with the family. That's the one positive that I've gotten out of this, just being able to spend time with my family, my newborn, getting a lot of family time. And